Sure, Hoffman Savoska, Zion Sivan, Hitov Shimon Beis, November 4th, 1981, on Wednesday.
And he said that while the Barmoya is usually understood the same, that Hishiki means that the Amos is Mati of the Yusea of Arias. But he's Mahuya to the Nefesh himself for Arayas on account of the needs of Kim Shashem. So seeing the Nechayev is only Kim Shashem, but the Enes of Tukwas Nefesh is Derechad for Arayas, so Mele and the Nechayev is only Kim Shashem. So when is there a Nechayev Kim Shashem when he's Mishchav Ravirei, the Amos is Mishchav Ravirei. But if the Amos is Mishchav Ravirei, there is no Nechayev Kim Shashem. That is the Pshat in the Mirishik. The Mirishik at the end adapts the Shita of the Bramoyera, and so that's the Pshat in the Mir. The Mir Shita is that the Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is Beich, the Isa of Arayas. And the Mir says the same thing in regard to Avizor also, that Avizor itself, if the Amos is Mishavim Amos Atzimei, let's say like Homot, so then it's Yavon Al-Yorek, he's not Mechuyev in Israel. And why does Mordechai mention himself? So we finish your Sadi, Mordechai Yetzer. So that's the Shita of the Mir. But the reason is why by the Zohar and the Arayas, he's Mechuyev in Israel himself because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So by Shor HaVirez, the Mechuyev of Kiddush Hashem is only if it's Mishavim Al-Virei and Mifarezle. Machine King Dalam is over, as long as Amos is Havlavira, he knows the Tine, there is still a Chiyuv, it's actually Shashem to his nephew. So that's the only difference between other Averas and Abuzor and Gilarai. In other words, that Enes of Pukach Nefesh is Deichad in Sarai, is according to Miri, and it's Deichad in Israel Abuzor. But he's the Chiyuv, it's actually Shashem. So by Shor Averas, when he's Kiddush Hashem Mechayev, only when he's Mishchavim Avirei, and the Varesle. But in Zohar Gula Rayet, as long as it is Mishchavim Avirei, there is the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. But Kiddush Hashem. So the name of the Biri says, the same thing is true of Avrizov himself also, that if it's Mishchavim Avirei, so it's Yanom Al-Yom. And then the Kashi is, from Maise Bode Mechot, she held with the Kino, became a dictator in Taide, Bob Chachomi, Emily Furash with Boyer, so Chachomi, Yomis Walt Boyer. So, but there it was Mishkan on the Saxne, so he nearly did the parents. And then the Kashi is the Kim is happy, Kutz Matsasheo, but he's Mishchavim Amos Atzmei, so why shouldn't he be allowed to be Mishchavim himself Bats Asheo? So the Mir is in the Teret, that over there there is only a possibility that he'll die. The doctors say that if he will not use the Atzmei Asheo as a medicine, he'll die. So the doctors say, so it might be true, it might not be true. The doctors say that the memory of Fura should be well. It might be true and it might not be true. But, John Abirash and the Teiro like Zichru Shabbos, so if Mechshosh and Chiriki of Sakonis Lefoshes is Derech Shabbos. Masha'im Kei, the Aloha of the Chaybehem doesn't apply to Avrizor and Zerarayas. But there is another Matia, that is Enes Gomor. So the Mele, if he's doing it, because otherwise he'll have to die, he'll have to be killed, or he'll have to die, so there is the Enes of the Pukach Nefesh. Pukach Nefesh per se is not Derech Zerarayas. It's the Isa of Shabbos, Kol Yisroel Shabbateiro, but not the Isa of Arayos, not the Isa of Arayos. That's the posik of the Chomachecho. And this is the posik, and this is the drosha of the Hekesh between Arayos and the Tziche. Just as the Kuach Nefesh is not the Isa of Tziche, so the Kuach Nefesh is not the Isa of Arayos. But Onus is the Isa of Arayos. Onus is the Isa. The Isa of Arizona. But when can we apply the Dina Bonus when it's a Vada? When there is a real possibility that without the Avera of Arias, without the Avera of Arizona, he might die? That's not honest. Only when it's a certainty at the Dina Bonus. So that's the real issue. But the Balamoya distinguishes between Arias and Arizona. He says, in regard to Arizona, So only that is Chayav Abel is orange, is Yavel on the orange. If Yanus is his Chalanus Atzmi. But that is only itself, and the whole circumstances, is Yorim of Yavel. Is Yorim of Yavel. But Achayis, even Achayis itself, is Chalanus Atzmi. Is Yorim, is Yavel on the orange. In other words, if a Bas is oil, Rishishish, a Rishok, he forces a Jew to be born, otherwise he'll kill him, so then he's muter, lovey all that. So why does the Balamoya distinguish between Abizor himself, that it is also in the case of this Chavlanes Atzmei, and Arias itself, that is muter? So he couldn't explain it the way we explain the sheet of the Niri, because the Niri applies the same aloche regarding Abizor itself. But the Balamoya says, no, Abizor itself is also lave. Even though the Amos is in Chavlanes Atzmei. So he said that the Balamoya agreed to the sheet of the Shulkes, and then the Balamoya himself mentioned the sheet of the Shulkes as the Tanya of Siren. And the Shulkes Shita is something else. The Shulkes Shita is that the whole, as the Tzid explains it in the Pekish, and it's implicit in the Roshan of the Shulkes. The Shulkes says the Droshe of Krashe Yochum Misha Oveli Utsoch and Kina Dovala Zeh, that Arayas is analogous to Ritziche, so it's not Arayas in general is analogous to Ritziche, but the aimness of Arayas of any Arabo is analogous. We should come to know how to make you a couple. So that way, when the Amos tells the Jew to be the Amos and the Alpha, so then, here it's not just the question of the Adir of Arayas, of the Amos of Arayas. He's forced to be the Amos the Alpha, to be born of Al-Konko. So the Amos of Arayas is analogous to Ritzichet, and the Gachir is not there. But when the Mishishi, she Israelis, Imashas, forces the Jew to be born now, so then it's not Shayach to say, Gam to go, she wants it, she forces him. It's not that he is forced to force an elbow. She forces him to be born now. So it doesn't involve the ability of being the Amis and Achayas, but the ability of Achayas, is Litches, The hekesh between the tzich and the rayas is not a hekesh between the tzich and the rayas in general, but there is a hekesh between the tzich and the aimless of the rayas. Aimless of the rayas. So the melee, the shishish, the mashas, forces the Jew to be born, so he doesn't have to be made of the hekesh himself. Because it's not shy to say, Gam Bido, Mashinki, we got our Bizore. So there we learn out from the Pesuk on Nafshecho that the Kach Nefesh is Nadei Chadizah of Abizore. If it's Nadei Chadizah of Abizore, so the Melech, even if it's Nishavim Anos Atzme, so he has to be Nishavim himself. But in connection with Kuki with the Menuke, where it's only Abizrael Abizore, so there the Kach Nefesh is Deiche Abizrael Abizore. But an Abizrael Abizore is mechuyev to the Mizonevish itself because of Kiddush Hashem. So since in Abizrael Abizore the Mechayev is only Kiddush Hashem, so only when it's Mischam La'avire, not when it's Mischam La'avire. So that's the Shita of the Balavoya, but the Shita of the Niri, even though the net result in certain respects is the same, but it's a different Shita, and the Akimina between the Niri and the Balmoya is in regard to Abizore itself, Mishabla Mesatzme. According to the Niri, it's Muter, and according to Balmoya, it's us. Now, I just want to go over the Ramban Mohammed. He should have the Mohammed. Alright. Now, the Ramban Mohammed. Now, Balmoya said, Hoche Gassino, we didn't go over the first piece of the Balamoya. Hoche Gassino, Tanya Rebbe Ina, Yashiroko Yishal Rei, Yichimani Ya Ritzeach Eto Nara Mosso, Elo Makish Nara Mosso Lo Ritzeach. Ma Ritzeach Yoi Lo Yabir, Ach Nara Mosso Yoi Lo Yabir. Vili Gassino Noche, Hareze Bo Milami Bini Tzolomi. Elo Bahach Tanya Achite, Yoi Yoi Dibmore, Jasnelo. Din pachi și ceia cu neagam rosă. Și nite la acel din absul. Viniți-o și cu șbăzeti, eu că s-o vin, că am venit și spus radio. That portion of the Palamoia we didn't go over because it wasn't Nigeria. But it is Nigeria in regard to what the Mohammed says. So, in order to understand this, you have to take notice of two demons. One demon is that I am demon Sanhedrin. I am demon Sanhedrin. So, the demon says that Haridim HaKadir HaHogim is Maxim Israel. What does the Torah say? So the Torah doesn't say that. That if Ruben is really the Hashim and the Holy, so any observer who is able to save the life of Shimon by killing Ruben is Mechuyev to kill. So we learn it out from the Hekesh of Arayas. And what does the Torah say about Arayas? In the parish of Arayas, the Torah says, Ve'i Mishiyahu. Hodesh Mishiyahu? Nah. Trako vei mishiyalo. So, ho deish mishiyalo matzil. After you'll be nachis of it. So the Torah spells it out in the Dabarayas, that if someone is ready to hanara and also the onso, and there is an observer is able to save the naran also, even by killing the rebbe, so is the chuyah to kill the rebbe in order to be matzil. The naran also from the anus of Arayas. From the innocent of Arayas. So, in other words, if, let's say, the lady tries to be mifate in Aram Rosso, he tries to seduce in Aram Rosso, so then we are not allowed to kill the lady who is trying to seduce in Aram Rosso. And the only way to be matzil in Aram Rosso from the seduction is by killing the lady, we are not allowed. Because insofar as the avere of Nara of Arayas is concerned, it's not Mohammed and Abir of Abu Mizore. And if somebody is reading to be able Abu Mizore, so we are not allowed to kill the Rebbe who is trying to be able Abu Mizore in order to be matzil him from the Abir Abu Mizore. So the Abir of being seduced by the Rebbe is not any different than the Abir of Abu Mizore. But if somebody is reading Ahanaram Rosso Leonso, not with Matinso, but Leonso. So there, the Torah says, Lei Mishialo, Ho Yeish Mishialo, Matsili Afil Vinachishalo. So, how do we know that by the Tzea, it's also, by the Tzecha, it's also Matsili Vinachishalo? So the Gemara says that by the Gimo, the Rebbe Tome Ekeishu, Kikashe Yoko Mishal Veyu Tzochi Nefesh, So the Bamboya says, here the expression is relevant. Why? Because here the Torah says, Kashayoko Mishal Reyu Tzochi Nefesh. When I was so said, what is a lami? So, the Kiddush of Mikra, it comes to teach us a certain thing. What kind of a thing is the Kiddush of Mikra teaching us? It's teaching us the aloha that a nomus is part of a bunch. That's the aloha that it's born around, he says. And it also teaches us, because ki ashe yokum I shall revei mishiyo, vanaro es asidomo, ki ashe yokum I shall revei uritzochi nefesh. So it teaches us the nara moroso. So according to the Balamoria, so it's born around two alohes. One alohe that is born around that the nomus is part of Olish. Another is Asadot. The other aloha that is called Lamei, that the Ahayis, that by Ritziche, Ahayis, it's Yehovah Yahweh. Kashi Yokum Yi Shalreyu Tzochei Kina Dolorate. So that means there is an analogy that Ahayis is analogous to Ritzir. is analogous to Mitzichah. So, what is the analogy between Amalis and Mitzichah? Jos is by Mitzichah. Jos is by Mitzichah. It's your way Aveda. That's for him, my cousins. So, by Amalis, it's also your way Aveda. It's also your way Aveda. So, this Ekesh is implicit in the Bo Lamed. What does the Pasuk Bo Lamed? The Pasuk is Bo Lamed. That Baha'i, after all, the Parsha deals with Baha'is, doesn't deal with Mitzichah. And then the Torah mentions an analogy of Mitzichah. But the Pasuk, the Parsha deals exclusively with Baha'is. Then Mishiro. So, Lamaru is Asidomo, Kashi Yoko Mishal Reyu, Iman Aoche Kishmet Mores, Kashi Yoko Mishal Reyu, Tzoche Kinadom Razeh. So the Parsha deals with the Din of Baha'is. So Memele, the Bor Lamed is that the Naram Rosso Shezim Sobeines, the Naram Rosso Shezim Sobeines is Tur Obonshin, that's Bor Lamed, and another Aloche, that is Bor Lamed is the Din of Yoreh Bar Yavir by Arayis. So that's Bor Lamed because the Parashah deals with Arayis. And the Parashah mentions something about Ritziche, so it's Bor Lamed. The justice by the Tziche is Yoreh Bar Yavir, and that is what it should be. So Arayis is also Yoreh Bar Yavir. So Mele, according to the Lamoyeya, so the Bor Lamed is implies two things. Number one, that Naram Rosso is too overachieved. Number two, that by Arayis, that by Arayis, is, that Arayis is Hukash to Ritzicha, just as by Ritzicha is Yoyo Yaveh, so Arayis is also Yoyo Yaveh. That's the bottom line. And what is the Nitzolomei? The Nitzolomei is the Adelaide person of Ritzicha from Arayis. Just as Baha'is. So, in Shiala, Hodesh, Shiala, Matsir, Napur, Napshon, Elei. So, Baritziche, it's also Matsir, Napur, Napshon, Elei. This is the Pshat in the Gemara according to Amoyas Pshat. So here the expression, Bor Lamed, Mitzolomi, is relevant. It's relevant, it makes sense. But, in many Sforim, we have that expression even in the Sugya about the Yoreh Bar Yavir. So the Gemara says that by Dalet, the Gemara says Rebbe Elia, Sheyoko Mishal Reo Tzochin Esh Kadim Razeh, Vichimalo Mabdum Ritzeyach, Mato Arei Ze Bor Lamed Vinim Tzolomei, Makish Ritzeyach Naram Rosso, Ma Naram Rosso Nito Tzul Nafi Ar Ritzeyach Nito Nafi, U Makish Naram Rosso Ritzeyach, Ma Ritzeyach Yoreh Bar Yavir, Af Naram Rosso Tzolomei Bar Yavir. So the Balmoya says, this Nuskha that we have in our text is a Nuskha Mishabeshes. Because here the expression Bor Lamed Mitzolomei is not relevant. Because here the Gemara discusses not a deal. Here the Gemara discusses not a deal of that by the Tzeah it's Matzil Benachish already. But the Gemara is trying to mention the deal that by Hayes it's Yoreh Bar Yavir. So that's part and parcel of the Lamed, not of the Lamed. Why should the Gemara mention needs of the Lamed to Bor Lamed? That's because here the Gemara is not interested in telling us the aloche of Matzil is in Nafshish already. So the Mele, here we have to be gayerings. Here we have to be gayerings. Kache Yoko Mishal Ritzei Oveyu, Tzohi Neshkar Razeh. So he says, Lo Magnu Meritzeach, Ma Ritzeach is Yoreh Bar Yavir, Af Naram Rosso Yari Yoreh Bar Yavir. We are not giving Bor Lamed Mitzolami. Why? Because this Yalkuse of Arayos from Ritziche, that it's Yoreh Bar Yavir, is part and parcel of the Lamed, not of the woman. But, so that's why the Ramoya says, the Chimayim and the Tzech, Naram Gosso, Makish Naram Gosso, the Tzech, Naram Tzech, Yadu Yadu, Naram Tzech, Yadu Yadu, but the Gassin and Ocha, who is the Bor Lamed, who told me, and when the Hachtan Yachite, the Lord be more Gassin and Ocha, the Makish and Tzech, Naram Gosso, she need to answer the Nafshe. But, the Rambam says no, when the Gemara says, Bor Lamed means Solome, so Bor Lamed means, Bor Lamed, that anyone who is Potter of Olch, Bor Lamed, that
that an ambition, an ambition of Moho is completely hopeless, is not the task. That's the bottom line. The Nitzolome, both are hopeless. Nitzolome is the two Hekesh, the Hekesh of Arayes, of Yitzchak to Arayes, the Nitzolome is the Nafshei, and also the Hekesh of Arayes to Yitzchak. The justice of Yitzchak is the other Yave, so Arayes is also the other Yave. So in many ways, we can be daily the expression, Bogol Amu Mitzvah. Now let's see the Rambam. Omar HaKeis, Loi B'Mitzvah San Yisroi Yudhubar Bekosu, Elo B'chol Nuskhi Svar, U B'Yukhas Rabin Avodol Zal, U B'Yishutas Rabach Zal, B'Kulam Kosu B'Chi Baal Omar Bu Mitzvah, Ma'atwa Arim Zivon Olam Mitzvah, Ma'kish Nar Amroso Yitzvah, Ma'r Yitzvah, U B'Zu Adil Senira Shinar Amroso Bogol Olam מפני שדינו מפורק בקוסו, ולנער על יסעשי דובו, וכן מפורש בו שמעצים לו יסעי נפשי, ואי שבו ללמד על המצח, שכמו עם זה, כן עם זה, ונמצא רומק ממנו שלא עוד עליו. וכן מוצא שעניין זה בפירוש חרזה ובצוחים, ומה שנמצא קוסו ומקסס מוסרי הלוח יוחס רבינו, בקסוחי תורים ואותאוויר, אין לי שיבוש, ואפילו לבין משכח עשו את תורים ואותאוויר, בשהלו ובדינו, סבו שאין יסעי, that the Giyose, the Holy Valtabe, is the Giyose of Shemeshes, Rashi and Yume Sefer. Why? Because we got the Arayis, so the Yishe is not the Chuyemes to be Yisrael HaShatzah. So the Rambam says that, that the Giyose of Arayis, the Holy Valtabe, in other words, the Yishe is the Chuyemes to be Yisrael HaShatzah, that even the Yishe is the Chuyemes to be Yisrael HaShatzah, not only the Yishe, we can be Giyos. But the question is, how can we be Giyos? At the highest, the holy motabe, that Dios implies that the woman is also the Chuyeves to the Misalevesh herself, not the believer and Israel of the highest. So, according to Mele Vesheini, even Rode agrees that she is not the Chuyeves. But the Rambam Shikini is no, that Rode holds that the Misho is the Chuyeves to the Misalevesh herself. So, according to him, we certainly can accept the Dios of at the highest, the holy motabe. But because Rabbe, according to the Rambam, Rabbe rejects the principle of Kateo. But Abaye does say Kateo. So, according to Abaye, even the Rambam is naked. That vis-a-vis the Israel of Arayas, so the Nietzsche is not Mechuyeves to be Mechuyevesh yourself for the Israel of Arayas. Because Abaye says Kateo. Kateo. So, how can we accept the Gilse? Ishot at the highest the holy of the Avir, which implies the Nishe is Mechayeves to be Mishamevesh Yosel, according to Abaye, so Kateyom Shave, and the Nishe is not Mechayeves. So he says, that you will Abaye Mishkachas lo, the holy of the Avir, because hello Nibot Tino, the Lord of Abaye Kateyom Ni, hello Bishachim Rimeim Sine Yisot, שתיבוי ובאו תהורי, מאחר שיחילו עם ליברי ישראל כוחו, אבל תהי גם נה, תומוס ואו תיבוי אלי, וכל שפול רובה, תשאים שאינהלו ליברי תינו, יומוס ואו תיבוי אלי, כך אינהלו ליבר תינו, תומוס ואו תיבוי אלי, ופידעס חבחי גוי הם נפשימן, והלכת דיוס, קוראים לי שהוא תקבו אותו משמו את זו ומשכת עשו, אלו בחי גם נה, כי בגום הרובה, איני הסדר, אף על פי שאין דעס, אף על פי שידעז ברחיבר הזה ונתתי אוקיי, יוקח איגר סינון תהורי, נאמר עושה שפי, ואין בו זה שיבוש, ומשכחת לנאמר, כי אם שנזכה שלו אישתה, ויאמרו אלוכים שדפיתנו לעצמו, ויאלו יקטרה, ילאב קטרה אלוהים, וילאב לנו את עצמו. So in other words, we see another פשט in קטרה. According to the Rambam, so only Abaye, has the sword, applies the sword of Kateo regarding the Arayas itself. Rabbi doesn't apply the sword of Kateo, but what the Chol HaKoch is according to Abaye, the Lid is a Loch of Kateo that applies not only to the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, but even to the Nisa of Arayas. But what's the loneliness of Kateo? So far we saw two pshotim, two smogas in Kateo. One pshat is the pshat of Pesach, and the Rambam says, the Shita of Chachmei Tzofas. The Shita of Chachmei Tzofas. So, that's one pshat in Kateilom. And then, the other pshat in Kateilom is the pshat of the Miri, because they might carry her. They will carry her. They will carry her. Even if she refuses to go to the Amis. So they will carry him. Will carry him. But in a case where the Amis says to the Bishop, if you are not coming yourself, then we are not going to carry you, but we'll kill you. So then, according to the needle, we don't take after him. Then she has to be made an effigy. And then the Ramban's moral is not because the Amis will carry her. Even if we know that it's a case where the Amis will not carry her, so she's still not mechuyevus to be misanevish of her, according to Abaye, because he could force her. So there is a difference. The Nachmanides says that the Nachmanides says that the reason as to why Esther was not mechuyevus to be misanevish of her is because Baal Kocho in the Nachmanides. So we said it doesn't mean that every time Esther went to Ahasuerus, so they carried her. That sounds strange. But what it really means is she walked herself. But Esther knew that if she refused to go herself, so then they would carry her. So maybe she was considered an amus of war. Because even if she refused to walk to Ahasuerus, they would have carried her. So maybe she was an amus of war. But if the facts had been that in case she refused to walk, then Ahasuerus wouldn't have carried her, Ahasuerus wouldn't have told his servants to carry her to him, then she wouldn't be considered an amus of war. And the Ramban says, goes much farther, and the Ramban says that even if we know that the situation is such that in case the Isha refused to go, she wouldn't be carried, because first of all, it's not so pushy that if Esther refused to come by herself, then they would have carried her. It's not so pushy, they really say so, but it's not so pushy. We see that the Ahasuerus didn't take that way in regard to Vashti, so when Vashti refused to come by herself, so Ahasuerus didn't tell his servants to carry her to him. So in other words, he killed her. So maybe in connection with Esther, it was the same situation, that if Esther refused to walk herself to Ahasuerus, so then they wouldn't have carried her. But it really says, even if she refused to go to Ahasuerus. But what the Ramban apparently holds, no. They just, as in the case of Vashti, so we see that Ahasuerus was a Roshe, but he was a proud Roshe. So when Vashti refused to go to come by herself, so he had her killed, and he didn't give any order that she should be carried to him. So later, in regard to Esther, he would also have been motivated by his sense of right, and he wouldn't have ordered his soldiers to carry her. And still, she was not to be honest to be misanefesh. So the Ramban says another pshat. Not because she's an amuso, because even if she refuses to go, she would be carried. She would be carried. But since it's biyode to force her, to rape her anyway, so maybe she has an abidin of amuso. Even if he gives her the alternative, that if she doesn't want to come, she will not be carried, but she'll be killed. But since he could force her, since he's beyond to force her, so maybe she has a din of anusha gmura. Even if she knows that in case she refuses to go, she will not be carried. She'll not be carried. But since he can force it, so she has a din of anusha gmura. So these are the things where the anus cannot enforce it. Because in Kishol it does, so maybe he doesn't have a dream of an Anus. Gomer. Mashiach came vis-a-vis the Isha, where the Anus can make her anyway, and not give her any choice. By deciding to let herself be killed, so maybe she has a dream of Anus and Muro, even if he does give her the choice. But anyway, there is a similarity between the Ramban's law in Tateron and the Miri's law in Tateron. In other words, both the common denominator between the Ramban's law in Tateron and the Miri's law in Tateron is that Tateron is not a Svore In Bikwach Nefesh, it is very enormous. It is very enormous. So in any way, when can we say onus? When can we say onus if the anus forces her to submit her, and if not, they'll kill her. So then we can say she's anus is more. But suppose the anus doesn't even force her to submit to him. One second, see. The anus doesn't even force her to submit to him. He wants to kill her because she stole, or her husband stole. Like, now they show how they pushes. But, by suggesting Zeus, by enticing him, she'll redeem her life. Then we certainly cannot say that she's an anus of Moor, even though the Ramban shittings, Ksubes is, that Hoisho Shenel Bisho Alvin Foshes, so is Asura Vairo, so it only means that she's Asura Vairo only if she's an Ishis Kayan, but if she's an Ishis Israel, then she's Buteris Vairo, and the Ramban is Chayrik. The Ramban is Chayrik on Tesis, because Tesis Shittin is, that if Nehavisha will be poshes, so then even with Bible Yisrael she's Asura. Why? Because we are afraid that the woman, in order to redeem her life, she might entice him, she might entice the captor. So then she's not seen so heinous. So then she's Asura Bible. So the Rabban and the Ashba both say that even in such a case she will be entice the Bible. Because if she will entice the captor in order to redeem her life, because otherwise she will certainly be killed by the captor because her husband stole. So in that case, since she does it, Mahmas Pachat Moves, she has a deen of Adusah. So there she only has a deen of Adusah. But it's not in his goal, because the Rambam says that even a Ritzeach who kills another person in order that he should be killed, so he's part of a bunch. So there is certainly nothing on his gobble. Because how can he say it on his gobble? Why? Because it was necessary for Reuben to kill Shimon in order to save his life. And how about Shimon's life? Isn't that as precious as his own life? So in his gobble, he certainly doesn't care. Since, because of the halacha of my horses. So still the Rambam says that she is, that if Reuben killed Shimon, because the Anas told him if he doesn't kill Shimon, the Anas will kill him. So maybe as a din of Anus. So a din of Anus, so according to the Ramban and the Rashba, one has to be part of a bunch, to be Teres Albino, so one has even if the Anas cannot enforce it. So Mashe'inke, in the case, in order to be considered in his goal, to be Deicha, to be Matia, the Yisra of Arayas, so that is only Shayach, if the Anus forces, the woman. So since he can enforce it, so the Melee, he can enforce that anyway, whether she wants to give up her life or she doesn't want to give up her life, he can still rape her and not ask any questions. So the Melee, even if he gives her the choice of letting herself be killed, if she refuses to be forced, so the Melee, she still has the deal of Anus and War. But that's the pshat of the Ramban in Kajal Mashiach in the Qualifications. One second. Mashenkin according to Tinsnes, I want to finish the whole thing. The Mashenkin according to Tinsnes, so the Svore of Karkeiro is the Svore of Bachnech. In other words, when we learn out from Ritziche, that Arayus is analogous to Ritziche, just as Bachnech is Nadech, the Nisa of Ritziche, so Bachnech is Nadech, the Nisa of Arayus. So the Yalpusei is that it's analogous to Ritziche, and just as we got to Ritziche, so Pukach Nefesh is not Deiche, Ritziche Mikum Vasei, but Pukach Nefesh is Deiche, Ritziche Mishem Alpaisei, in the case where the Anas tells Reuben, I am going to pick you up and to throw you up on the Tinek, and if you fight with that, if you oppose If you put that in a position of resistance, then I'll kill you. So then, the Kume is not required to let himself be killed in order to avoid being used as a stone by the Hanos, some melee on the Gabi Arayes. The same way, when do we say that the Rachmevich is not the use of Arayes? Only these are Arayes of the Ish that is become Vase, but not these are Arayes of the Isho, where the Isho is passive. Some melee, so it is slowing the Rachmevich upon the basis. But according to Niri, and the Ramban, it's not his slowing the Rachmevich, because Rachmevich cannot be the Isho. Even according to Abaye, according to the Ramban's explanation of Abaye, the Isha of Arayas. But regarding the Isha, so according to Abaye, if you defend the Danos, can enforce it anyway. So, and the Isha couldn't stop it if he wants. If he wants to force up a labor. So anyway, even when the Danos give the Isha the choice of letting herself be killed, so she's considered unusable. Alright, now. Moi, Abayoma, Esther, Kalkaio, Prison. Hani Mime Kulet, come half a noche of Abdullah in Israel. Aber a loy satsme, loish the hoche, the loish the hoche shot. Oba a case. Yeish no hoche to nice in the Makano, with a kano dushi. The Tabo Aum at the Nise, the son of the Nikre, the Apple Napshi in Israel Ave, whom we would get the Rapsodic Nam, the Hosom, the Hoi Boyave. So, I don't know, let's start bringing the more efficient. In the chest where it's in the morning. Now, this Balamoya and this Ramban, I mean, they are the basic sources in the union of Yom Loyal. It's a very strange demand. Very strange. Now, the more you wish that man. So the more I say it, tells two songs, one about Tzorek and one about Tzorek. So, Yibere Keach, Eisi Dvore, that's not the dialogue, it's the fourth line, Yibere Keach, Eisi Dvore, the Shemiya, the Kei Dvore. Kigen Ratzodek Havel. He was a giver, Ratzodek. Ratzodek Tavose Yahu Matanus. So Ratzodek, so a certain Matanus, tried to force him to introduce with her. In other words, the same way it is Ratzan. So there it was the Yipa, and here it was the Matanus. Omalo, foolishly the boy. And apparently she threatened to torture him if she would not be done with him. The Matanus said she had a lot of power. So he says, foolishly the boy. He's weak. He cannot succumb to her temptation. He said, that's what he said to her. So we must certainly, he can either lay how. Is there something that I could eat? Only he can do it. So the Matanus said, yes, I can boil for you something, but I say something like, don't tell me chaza, but you will not eat chaza. That's what Matanus said. On the law, my not in it, so Katsonic said to Matanus, what's not in it? You demand of me that I should succumb to you, and I should be dishonored. So if I succumb to your temptation, I resign and I abandon the Torah. Anyway, I might as well recover to... This is what he told her. So, Omalo, I mean, at the beginning, one does not follow from the other, because he did not voluntarily agree to be resigned with the Nochis, the Matanuse, but she forced him, but she didn't force him to recover. But in order to avoid being forced into snooze, so he said that one. So why don't you boil the other family for me? You want me to be Mizami, so I might as well eat Chaza too. So he says, on the law, Mana Kimine de Ovid Rochlo, Shaka Salume. So she made the fire in the stove, in the furnace, in order to boil Chaza. And she was waiting until the fire will be ready, you know, to boil something in. So the moment she put the fire in the stove, so Yosef Abad, so he entered the furnace. He himself entered the furnace. So, in other words, he didn't even give her an opportunity to put the hazard in the furnace. He himself had the furnace. Very strange story. So, Omale, my high, what are you doing? Omale, the only one of the world, whoever succumbs to temptation, you expect me to do what you want me to do. So, whoever does that, so he's naked and he's destined to be burned by the fire. So that made an impression upon her. So, Omale, I didn't know that you are so determined not to submit to Zeus. Had I known that, I wouldn't have tortured you. So, that's one story. The other story, a similar story, is Rakane. Rakane had a komazdi, so Rakzodek. So, the question is, what did Rakzodek try to do? Did Rakzodek really try to commit suicide? And that involves a shayla, That involves a shayla. Is one allowed it? All right, Arias, it's your loyada. But does it mean that your loyada, maybe your loyada only means, as a matter of fact, that two children should be here in Suez. Suez mask and Afshayah, so what does it mean? And that was Shalajidin. So what does it mean that Suez mask and Afshayah? So in other words, they let themselves be killed by the headman. And then, what Samuel Shane explained is, it's Muyas Masna Shari, it's not that they let themselves be killed by the headman. But the headman didn't even give them an alternative to let themselves be killed. The headman job was determined to rape her, to rape them. And he wouldn't give that opportunity. But when certain Suez saw the headman approaching, so then they precluded this rape by killing themselves. Why did they do it? Because they were ignorant of the halacha. They thought that if they are forced, so then they will be assured about it. So because of that, they killed themselves. Now, so from this memory, as a matter of fact, in regard to all the halacha of Mesiras Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, does Kiddush Hashem only imply that one is mechuyev to let himself be killed, but to kill himself not? Or Kiddush Hashem even implies that if there is no way of avoiding conversion or being forced to behave on the Torah except by killing himself, so then one is allowed even to kill himself. As a matter of fact, according to the Stalins, the Mordechai, the Mordechai and the Reed, he was one of the Rishonim of the day of the Rishonim. So in Germany, in his time, they were gazing at Schmack, that anyone who will not convert himself to Christianity, that was during the Crusades, the glorious period of the Crusades, it is so glorified by all the history books. So they were gazing that anyone who refuses to come to embrace Christianity will be thrown into the fire. So the Mordechai and his wife and five children, they were afraid that the Crusades will not throw them into the fire instantaneously. But they were afraid that first the Crusades would torture them for days, for weeks, and then at the end, after torturing them for days, they will throw them in the fire. So what did the Mordechai and his wife and five children, this is what the history book said. So the Mordechai and his wife and the five children put themselves into the fire in order to avoid the yisuri that will precede the ultimate death. You see. So, and then I suppose the children of the Mordechai were afraid that they will not be able to endure the yisuri. They endured the yisuri, so they put themselves into the fire. What he allowed them to do, Mordechai was one of the Chachmei Yisrael, so he certainly held that you are allowed to do good. In other words, that Kiddush Hashem is not only that in Kiddush Hashem is the higher the person to let himself be killed, but that Kiddush Hashem is Deichad Rachmeresh. So it even allows him, even if it's one is Mechuyev, if there is no way of averting conversion except by killing himself, maybe Mechuyev to kill himself. Or maybe Mechuyev not but just there is Heker. So the mother has certainly felt that there is Heker. Al-Kiddush Hashem needed to kill himself. I mean, hundreds, thousands of Jews killed themselves during the Crusades and during the other days and even during the Holocaust. So the girls in the Krakow Bisyakov Seminary, so when the Nazi beasts came and they wanted to force them into prostitution, so before the Nazi beasts approached them, they drowned themselves, they committed suicide, the students of the Krakow Seminary. I mean, thousands of Jews in the course of generations killed themselves. Al-Kiddush Hashem. But it's not such a double portion. That is a heteronomy. Now, this demore lends itself to the interpretation that is heteronomy. But, if you look up in the Nikoyes Davis and Parashat Leah, Achazdom Chanun Achisei Chanefesh, so the Daskin in the Balakasis, I didn't, if that is Chanish Reshit. That's a message. Gracious God. In other words, if somebody commits suicide, he's also a tzicha. The tzicha does not consist that way of killing another human being. Even when you kill yourself, it's also a tzicha. If you kill yourself. And the Rambam says, that's the Levresh Rabbe and Parshaneach, that if somebody commits suicide, so he's chayiv mishal shamayim. Because I has don't come in a fish and average. So I listen my words, it's also up to kill himself. Not only is it also up to kill oneself via dying from each side. Suppose someone goes on a hunger strike. On a hunger strike. He doesn't do any myself. He doesn't shoot himself, he doesn't take any food. He just refrains from eating, from drinking, and then in the course of a number of days he'll die. So he's also chayiv mishal shamayim, if he achaz dom chum nafshisei chanefesh. The Rav Mishue says so. Not only does achaz dom chum nafshisei chanefesh imply that if somebody kills himself via dying, so he's chayiv mishal shamayim, but even if somebody kills himself via shev al tais, he's also chayiv mishal shamayim. If somebody goes on a hunger strike, so he's chayiv mishal shamayim. But, so the Midrash says, Yochel Achim Chanani Mishoel Vazaye. Now they didn't kill themselves, they didn't throw themselves into the fire. It was Nebuchadnezzar and Hazetzas Mishoelsin who cast Chanani Mishoel Vazaye into the fire. So, Yochel Chanani Mishoel Vazaye, so it's also there, Talbadweva Ach. Ach is lit. In other words, if somebody lets himself be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, so it's not a Then the Medrash Rabbe continues. Yochel Apilu Kishou. Now what did Shoul say? Shleif Chal Bechol Bidokreivo. So Shoul told his aide that he should kill him completely because he was afraid that the Christians, the Philistines, will be sailing him. So then, Tziyochel Kishol Talmudwei Barach. So, the Midrash mentions two halachas. One halacha is Yochel Tchanayi Mishol Vazare Talmudwei Barach. Yochel Kishol Talmudwei Barach. Now, the question is this. In regard to the first drosha of Yochel Tchanayi Mishol Vazare Talmudwei Barach, And without extra sakosu for Bach, Sochnani Mishol Basali would be allowed to let himself be killed, but Adin Zohar, it's his suit in Sanhedrin, the whole book called the Nafjechos. Afunetu is Nafjechos. We have to resort to a kosher Bach. He's Mechuyot. The answer is, because the Mori in your life says, that you more in Adinu, Chanani Mishol Basali, so have a power of its law. Because what did you have that tell Hanani Mishol Basali? You bow down to the tzelech. And if not, I'll cast you into the fiery furnace. So they refused to bow down to the tzelech, and then they were cast into the fiery furnace. And they were saved. So it was a mess. So the Gemara says, if more than that, didn't you Hanani Mishol Basali, if instead of Nebuchadnezzar telling Hanani Mishol Basali, if you don't bow to the tzelech, then we'll throw you into, cast you into the fiery furnace. He would have said to them, if you don't bow to the tzelech, we'll keep on torturing you. For days and days, we won't kill you, but at the end they'll die too, but we'll first torture you. So then they would have bowed down to the tzelech. So Tesha says the kashu, that's a Gemara in your mouth. That Lamedim Lamedim, Yom HaRav, the first line, Yomori Nagdu Lechanan Yishoy Lazar Yepolchu Itzal. So, Tenisha says the Kashi, Tenisha Minomon, Lamedim Lamedim, Kishu Yitzir Esra Ba'akive, Kol Yom Ayo Yisim Yitzoy Al Kosik Zeh Yomisa Yove Yom Yom Yikamenu Bechol Nafshecho Al Mamashma Adu Bechol Nafshecho Ma'ile Afilo Yom Yasken Esa Odom Yisurim Koshi Yom Yibir Ba'akive Yishoy Yomisarki. So the master of the Bowser, we coached him in good. So how can Rav say, Hanani Mishol Basali? I mean, to test the spurgeons of Hanani Mishol Basali, then they wouldn't have been able to do what Rav Akiva was able to do. So, Omar, so Jesus is the Teret, Vein Rav Netan, the Eisei Tzelem Lohoi Avin is Kobi Mamesh, Elohoi Oso Yichrid Amelech. The apple became holy of the Jewish Hashem, who cast Moshe Atzmon in his head. Vayne Yechzi, Lel Koch Lesan Antolchi, who challenged the Hadda the Achilles of Yizke, Mashma Shatzelem or Yotekis Belarus, who knew Holkali Tzalem and Mashma Shatzelem or Yotekis Belarus. So I'm talking to the Teres. And Rametam says that Tzalem was not a result. That Tzalem was Mikhail Amalek. But of course, he had the sentiments of Amalek. In other words, this kind of hero worship, you know, of bowing down even to the image, to the picture of the Malek, even though it wasn't done in Amalek, but that had the sentiments of Amalek. So maybe it's more like Mikhail to the Amalek themselves. But a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is involved. Because it wasn't a mitzvah of Mamish. It was just like a Bishayah of Mamish. Because it was, the Tzalem was also Likri Amalek. Likri Amalek. In other words, the way the Nazis and all the Germans, you know, before the defeat of Hitler, so whenever they met someone, here we go. And whenever they saw the picture of Hitler, they made a bow to him. So it wasn't the shame alone. It wasn't the shame alone. But it was a desire of his own anyway. So Mele, Hanani Mishol Basali were not mechuye to be mishamefesh. But the mitzvah there. And this kind of mitzvah, so will probably be true in the Kodesh Rambam, who says that Anshor Averes, if somebody is misrepresenting himself, is not that's what does, so that's Anshor Averes. But if it has the semblance of Averes, even though there is no chiyum of misrepresentation, but the mitzvah of a certain reason. So maybe we can understand the drosh in the Nevesh Rabbe, Yochel Khanani, Achdom Khan, Achisir Khan Efraish, Yochel Khanani, Mishol Bazaye, Talmud Reina, Ach, that it's Mutter. Why do we have to resort to the Posik of Ach? It's a Droshe, Bechol Nafshecho. The answer is, Bechanani Mishol Bazaye, Rabbi Tam says, in Chzubes, that it was only Kriya Melech, so they were not Mechuyev to the Mishnah. But they were allowed. So since they were not Mechuyev, it should be Osea. So from Vimarach, since it had a sentence of Ali Zare, and they won't become Sashem by refusing to bow to the image that was constructed in Kriya Melech, in Kriya Yuchanetzah, so Mimele, it was Mutat Reb and Salvi. Alright, that's one thing. So Yochel, Yichanan Yishol Azal, Yitalu Yimrach, Yochel, Kishol, Yishol Malinar, Shlei, Char, Yichol, Yidok, Kreini, Yitalu Yimrach, Shiyol, Yodo, Shem Yasur, Yisur, Yikosh, Shem Yuch, Bal, Yizbe, Yilam, Yisur, Shiyochel, Har, Yisatz, So in other words, so the Daskin Balatesis explains it, Yochel Kishol, why did Shol tell his aide to kill him with the sword? Why? Because Shol was afraid that it would be apprehended alive by the Philistines, so the Philistines would torture him and they would try to force him to do a thing with Abizore, to do all kinds of things, and he was afraid he would not be able to endure the Yisurim that might be imposed by the sadistic Philistines. So because of that, he told his aide to kill him. So then he says, the Midrash says, Talmud Reimarach, that it's muta. In other words, that Shol left it to him. If Shol left it to him in telling his aide to kill him, so the aide also left it to him, because after all, Manasseh, if Shol left it to him, so that means it was muta. So they also did something that is not contrary to him. But we find in the passage that when the Jehovah Malachi came to Dobby, and then he admitted that he was the one who killed Shol because Shol asked him to kill him. So, Domcho Bereshcho, ki Horakto es Mashiach Hashem. So Dobby was angry at the Nar of Jehovah Malachi. Why was he angry? I mean, according to that chapter in Daskin Balatesis, Shol left it to be. If Shol left it to be, so the one who fulfilled Shol's directive also left it to be. I mean, how can it be explained any other way? Alright, that's a question. But this is how the Daskin Balatesis explained it. So, Mikan, so he says, Mikan, Mivin Raya Oisim Shesheikhatin Atimekes Mishasakim. So, during the Crusades, so there were hundreds of Jews, or thousands of Jews, who during the Crusades not only threw themselves into the fire, but who threw their little children into the fire too. Because if they hadn't thrown their little children into the fire, so then the little children knew that forcefully being converted into Christianity. So they threw, in order to preclude that, they threw themselves into fire, and they threw the little children into fire as well. So then he says, because Monarchia, if it's muta, after all you can ask, how is it mucha that you are allowed to kill, you are allowed to kill somebody else? Because there should be any difference between killing yourself and killing somebody else. Because killing oneself also involves oneself. So remember, if the Mitra says, Yochel Kishol, Talmudon Marach, that one is allowed to kill himself, is allowed to kill himself. So he should be allowed to kill the children also in order to preclude a forceful conversion of the children. So then he says, he mentions, the Nishayis, but the Asad Nishayim, who Asa, throwing the teenagers into the fire in order to prevent the forceful conversion. And according to these Rishayim, so not only it's also to kill the teenagers to prevent the forceful conversion, it's also to kill himself too. I see. So, the Aloch of Kish Hashem only goes so far as to let himself be killed, to submit oneself to death, but not to kill oneself with dying, that not. But the Medrash says, Yochel Kishol Talmudei Barach. So, before she came, Yochel Yechanan Yechavei Rok Shekwan Yitzro Yenisi Talmudei Barach. Aber in Yochel Harik Esatzen, Yochel Kishol Shemosach Atzen Yenisi Talmudei Barach. Pile she yoche lango batzmi klau. Visho, shaloi moshus chachamimus. So in other words, so they say, because ach is a mute, and ach is a ribu. Ach is a ribu. How do you know the Goyen says that ach is not only mute, ach is only a ribu. But there is a riot to the Goyen, shite, from this dasim malachesis. The Goyen says it, and gunisa ach sameach, le rabbi sleil yom te vachin shal chav de simcha. Because there is simcha lefom. So the question is raised, how can we be marve from ach sameach, that there is a chiyuv simcha, leilom and achel, ach is mute, so the Goyen says that ach is both. Ach is mute and ach is a ribu. So sometimes ach is mild, most of the time ach is mild, but sometimes ach can be mild there also. Can be mild also. So we see that the Dastur Balatisha says the same thing, that ach is not only mute, ach can be a ribu too. So here the Torah says, ach es domchem nashisechem, ach es domchem, vach es dimchem nashisechem nebreish, miyak kolchayo b'shem yalohodo, miyak mishochi nebreish es chodeshodo. So, the Midrash says, yochel kanan mishol bazal, that one should not be allowed to let himself be killed, where he's not mechuyim of him to be killed. And kanan mishol bazal, you're not mechuyim, because he didn't give Maulam Mizor and Amish, it only involved the servants of Amizor, the Abad of Amizor, because the Tzelem was also Kiyanoah, so mechuyim the Lord, so maybe they were not even allowed to submit himself to death. No, this is a mute. So the first Roshe, ach is a mute. Tamulim arach, that one is allowed to submit himself to death, even when the case where he's not mechuyev to submit himself to death, as long as he will be kind of mitzvah kin shashem. And thereby, in the case of Ochran Yishol Azali, he did involve a kin of mitzvah kin shashem. Then the Midrash raises another question. Yochel to show, maybe there is a heter because of Kiddush Hashem, even to kill himself, you're dying. Tamulim Rach, this Ach is a ribu. In other words, because Ach can be in Vayit and can be in Marot. So the first time is the same Ach. It's not two Achs, it's the same Ach. But the same Ach is explained as a mute and it's explained as a ribu. That's even more than what the Goyen says. The Goyen says that ach sometimes is mute and sometimes ribu. Here I call it the same word. He says, so the same ach, the same word, is to be understood in the sense of a mute in respect to letting oneself be killed, and it's also to be understood in the sense of a ribu in connection with killing himself via die. So show at the show at the beginning. Shaul was a Mehadidas Medas, but Bishgono, he was not lazy. He meant well. His kapone was sublime. But Shaul was even an Avele of Mehadidas Medas Bishgono. This is what the Daskin Baratinsis mentions in the name of Adreshemi. It's a shocking Daskin Baratinsis. But then, that's not all. I'm even afraid to read it, but I'll read it anyway. So he says, כמובן אך פירה שיוכל ארדו בעצמי כלל וישור שלוי ברשוס חכון ממוסו מראינו הרב רבשים שם ברן אברון המכון הרוחמן, I don't know the name of the Tisle Shamitz, the Rash is a Shishma Avron, whether it's the same one or somebody else, but I don't know, could be somebody else. ומייסה ברבך, this is Shachin's story, ומייסה ברבך ששוחד הרבה תנאיתיס בשחשמן כי הוא יורי שיעבירו מלדס והוא יורב איכו דימי. And I hesitate even to read it, but I'll, because of Talmud Torah, so I'll read it, but I'm not going, I never translate it into English. You might say the Rav Echo ששוחד הרבה דימי כיס, בשעת השמן, כי הוא יורי שיעבירו מלדס והוא יורב אחר דימי. Voyokei solo bieseya, vikori retseach. In other words, the Rav Echo did it was not stam Rav, he was one of the Rishayim. Because that was done by Bela Rishayim, according to history, to the history books, so the Mordechai was, the Mordechai was wife and children. So, Hoyoshom Rabecho, Sheshochad Harbi Gemitri Bishas Hashmai, Ki Hoyori Sheyaviru Mordas, Vohoyorad Acherim, Vohoyokini Solo Bietzer, Nikore Retzer. So the second Rav called the first Rav Retzer. Vihu Vohoyochishish. But the first Rav, he didn't mind that he was called Retzer, because he didn't wish to mind. He was convinced that Al Pidin, he did the right thing. So even though according to the second Rav, he was a Retzer, but he didn't mind it. The Omar Isi Rav, the first Rav, who actually allowed, who was Sheikh Kilikis, Mishas Hashmar, in Kidwo Rai, Yehoveh, Vohoyo Isi, no, one second, Vohoyo Rav Acherim, Vohoyo Isi, Vohoyo Isi, Vikore Retzer. So the second Rav called the first Rav Retzer, Vihulo Yehoveh. And the first Rav didn't mind that he was called the Tzeach. The Omar, Oizirav, the second Rav, second Rav, the one who called the first Rav the Tzeach. So, who resented killing the Tzeach in order to prevent the forceful conversion. So the second Rav said, In Kidvora, if I'm right, Yehoreh Oizirav, the Mishim. Now, this I'm not going to translate. So, that's what the second Rav said. V'chein hoyo. So, Shetopsu Akum, the first Rav, was then apprehended by the Goyim, V'yokeshtim eirei v'neistim cheyu v'inoeyo v'aboso v'hakach nizbat v'azero. And then the whole zero was annulled. So then it turned out that if everybody had acted according to the opinion of the second Rav, who was opposed to killing the natives in order to prevent a forceful conversion, then everyone would have survived. And because many of them listened to the psak of the first Rav was also of Vishyanye, so because of that, they perished.
Where is
it? It's a shocking story. And the Pasuk in
Leah,
So, in other words, here the Rambam, so actually there is no mocking in the Gemara for that, except the Gemara in Gishu, that the Rambam mentions. Because Ratzolet did a similar thing. He entered the furnace. So then, well, fortunately, he was saved because the Matrisa herself, who was ready to torture Tzadik, when she saw that the Gnisias Nefesh of Tzadik, so she said, I'm not going to bother you, I'm not going to torture them. So she stopped forcing, but Tzadik was willing, you know, to commit suicide. In order to prevent, so apparently according to Ramban, he was afraid. I mean, Ratzolik was afraid that this Patalusa, she was such a tough woman, that she would force him upon her, and then he wouldn't be able, you know, to control himself. So because of that, he was ready to commit suicide. Alright, so that's one story. The other story is a similar story about Rakhane. So the Gemara says about Rakhane. Rakhane had a Zabin Mikulek. Rakhane used to sell baskets. He was a poor man, couldn't make a living. And he had to resort to this kind of a profession of selling baskets in the market. And that was it. Tabase Ali Matrenuse. So the Matrenuse wanted to force Rakhane. Omalo, Ezit, Ikshitab Shoy. So again, in order to prevent being forced into snooze by the Matanuse, so he said, I have to dress myself. Sorry, you cannot fool me, Nikola. So he jumped down from the roof. So also Leo Kibbe. So Leo was bustling. So in other words, he didn't get killed. But he risked the possibility of getting killed. So again, so these are the two commandments. So the Rambam said, Omar Jesus, יש לי הושי, ומייסי רב כאן יותר כמה נדושים, וכאבי, כאני מתחיל לצא, וסורי שלי יקרה, והבנם שלי יקרה הרי, ומיעוד לרצון לקנאמה, דהושון, דהורי ולאבי, ולמוד תסלמי מהאופים של הסדים, דיוון אלוהה בקוטל נפשי, אילו אבדין אהב, so what can you say? Nonetheless, so he mentions the Raya again means the Moria. The Moria says that when a Nochis or a Nishish Israel, a Nishish Ish in Israel is a Marshas, forces a Jew to be born, otherwise he'll kill him, so he's allowed to submit his rules. Whatever the Pshat is the Moria, but the Moria says, if a Nochis forces the Jew to be disarmed, so he's allowed to do it, so why did Rav Kane try to commit suicide? Why did Rav Tzadik try to commit suicide in order to prevent the avere of Znus with the Nochris with the Matzeluse? But the Matzeluse was Mishavenes and Arsatzmo. That's managed the case that the Baramoya mentions, that if a Nochris forces a Jew or an anxious Israel forces a Jew to be born, so it's Yadav Al-Yoy. Because he was Havana Satsmo. Here the Matrinuse was Mishavenes Lano Satsmo. The Matrinuse was Mishavenes Lano Satsmo. So it's a Raya that there is a Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh, even when the Hanos is Mishavana Satsmo. Because here the Matrinuse was Mishavana Satsmo. So what are you going to say? The Rinachanam. All that the Baramoya says is, one is not Nechuye, to be Mesir Nefesh. But Akane, they were such psychic, so they acted with Mimisha or something. So they wanted to do Misanefesh themselves anyway. And that's the reason as to why they were ready to commit suicide, to jump down from the roof, or to throw themselves into the furnace. So, but because with Mimisha or something. So he says, you must just remember with Mimisha or something. You might not have a couple of you, I have shall we meet what you are? The Omar Baris Gimchen and Achisek Hanedrish, Yad Achisek Hanedrish, and the whole Chachmi Yisroel and Erodim of Bishat Hashem, Bishat Hashemere, Inan and Faresi, but when one is, so then you are Mechuyer, but when one is not Mechuyer, then he is not allowed to be Mr. Nefesh himself. So then the question arises, so first of all it appears from the Ramban, it appears, two halachas appear from Ramban. One is that Ramban cheated like the Ramban. That where one is not required to be some fish, he's not allowed to be some fish. Like Ramban. Not like that. Number two, that where one is required to be some fish, then he is even required to kill himself. Where he is not required, he is not allowed even to submit to miss it, that somebody else should kill. But where he is, where he is Mechuyev, so he is even Mechuyev, he is allowed to be Mechuyev, because according to Ramban there couldn't be such a thing. He is allowed but he is not Mechuyev. If he is allowed to be Eveyev, he is also to kill himself. So the only way that he should be mutter to kill himself is if he is Mechuyev to submit himself. So if he is Mechuyev to submit himself, then the only way to avoid doing it avere is by killing himself, he's Mechuyev even to kill himself. That's how it's mashma from the Ramban. It's a mashma that, why does the Ramban as the kashe? Why doesn't the Ramban as the kashe the raya from Nisim HaTzadik? There is the kippah, and there it was, wasn't the issue of the ishish, but the ishishis of the neach, all right, but there is a meaning of the ishishis by the neach group. And so she forced him, and Yisif HaTzadik was ready to submit, to give up his life. Yisif HaTzadik didn't know that all this will happen. She threatened to kill him. And that he was put in the dungeon. And in the dungeon, so if everything had gone to Derech HaTeva, he would have died in the dungeon too. And then she threatened to kill him, according to Chazal. So he could have had the kashe against the Baramoya from Yisra Tzadik, why you have to mention the Gemara of the Matanusen, the Rakanen, Matanusen, the Rakzodek, all right, it's a kash. But anyway, so, the Chinom of Mishalim, Yerushalayim, Rabatul Mureen, Rabunum Dam, Yarra Yore, Abroso, Bishomum, Rabune Sere, Hamule, Trihure, Hamle, Bishatze. In other words, if someone was forced to be the Hamelach and Abhimo and Shabbos, so, Aume, so the Gemara says, the Yoshami says, we want Nehuye to be miserable. Aume, the Hamas Matai, we told you, we shall have you. We shall have you as Chies, we shall have you as Sakone, so we shall have you as Shabbos. Aber am Zahnis mit Schuba, bei am Neatz in Israel in Abschen, Hilkach Schmalinon, die der Akane, die Nochris, in Name der Schores war sie Schreuer, die Kronzelle war die Schreuer war Wehre, Jehoi war Jabe, Schare Hubschen war am Rosso der Rezeach, und der Rezeach war Ilon Jome war Jabe, Schare Hei war am Rehe, Wehi die Amino mit Kanon Mehi, sie schloss Mehi und die Isha Achas, der Herr und Liebe in Kino, Jomus war die Wehre, und Mann der Oma, die Schiessa hat der Schapier, die Ugar Eis hatte, Yosef, wo Osef war nur das Atzli schon Beirol, war die Oche Osef, alle hat war nur das Atzli Osef. So jetzt die Kasche, von Meise Berchot, die noch sagen, Tino, bin ich schon, die Oche Orenti, die Engel, die Fuhr, hat sie Jomus, und nach Honig, Jomus war die Wolle, er kommt mal am Neue, so, he was Mischabe, la nur das Atzli, he was Mischabe, la nur das Atzli, so die Meile, if he was Mischabe, la nur das Atzli, so he should be allowed to be miserable in Shishish. I mean, so that's really not a strong kasha against the Balamoya. Because certainly, according to the Pshat, he said to Balamoya, that the Balamoya doesn't say, the Balamoya Shiki is not the Pikwach Nefesh, or even Inis of Pikwach Nefesh, is Deich, the Inis of Arayis. But it's a Mitzvah Misakir Hashem. No, because the Balamoya Shiki is that vis-a-vis Avizore, so Avizore itself, so even Davos is Mishamlanu Esatzme, is the Chuyot of Mishan Epesh itself. Not like the Mishan, there's a Mishan Shiki. But the Balamoya Shiki means that the Chayvim doesn't apply to Avizore, doesn't apply to Davos. And not only the Chayvim doesn't apply to Avizore and to Lachayis, but even the Aloche Avedis doesn't apply to Avizor, because in respect to Avizor, so Avizor Atzmo, so even if Yaakov is Mishabe in Blanos Atzme, like Homon, so he's still Mechoyev in his election. But the Pshat of Amoya, he said, is like the Shita of the Shukis, that the Hekesh between the Tzicha and Arab Rosso is not a Hekesh, does not imply that the Nisa of Arayis, as such, in general, is analogous to the Nisa of the Tzicha. But the Hekesh implies that the Ignis of Arayis is analogous to the Tzicha. So that's only Shayach if the Akum forces a Jew to be born on Yishis Yisrael or upon Nochis, so then there is God the door. Masha'inke, where a Mashas forces the Jew to be born, then it's not Shayach to say God the door. She is the one who forces the Jew. So the male is not analogous to the Tziche. So that kind of Arayis is literally to God the door. So the male, according to the Balamoya, there is no kashe from Maise Beachot, Shemos Neino Bisho, Rom Rorin, Rimeno Rifuach, Rivoyoi, Om Rachom, and Yom Rotoboy. But apparently, the Ramban in the students, Balamoya, is saying that actually the Aloche of the Chayme and Joseph, the Kuach Nefesh, is Deich. Kolatere Kure, so it's Deich, the Yisrael of Abinzore, and it's Deich, the Yisrael of Arayis as well. So why does the Balamoya say, the Gabi Abizore, he is the Chuyim Zerabesh? So that Kashi the Ramban also asks again the Balamoya. But this is how the Ramban assumed the Pshat in Balamoya, that Pikwach Nefesh, that the Inis of Pikwach Nefesh is Deich, the Inis of Arayis. So, is Deich the Inis of Arayis. But he's the Chuyim to Inis Nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem. So, and Kiddush Hashem is only Shayach when he's Mishabal Abirin, not when he's Mishabal Abesatzli. So he has the Kashi. So he was Mishabal Abesatzli. So he said, ولی در مورد اونکان رو بیسی شما سنیم بیدی شهر خزده و بیدی تینو یا مصادم بوده باید و من دارم ایشه سی سر شکل یا هلی سر راست یا راست هم و من از حکم شما بیدن آیا و دوها خواست یا اون مردم از حکم یاست وین تیم از شهر آس هم دوید که اون سر وید سه و شما خواست یا یا حتی در نیو آنیست ایو لنسه ها و نیو سی یا خیلی نیو آنیست اون سه بگو که این ساعته باید شما من از حکمان و خدا هم به شهر قبول رو بزنید شما سکانه این خواهی از شهر هست اما میشم خواهی این آنیست یا هایی بید که نبشت نیست خواهی رو این اسمی که so that was maybe you are going to say that over there when is the when was the Baba Buddha say that if it is how one is actually it's with there when the life of the one of his own life is at stake Mashiach can hear the life of the woman is not at stake he became a victim to the Taliban and he will die if he will not be in there the Abel of Arayas but she will remain alive. So the melee, she is not an Anusso. So the melee, the ears of the Kwachnefesh cannot be martyr. Her is the Abarayas. His Kwachnefesh cannot be martyr. Her is the Abarayas. Where was the Balmoya say that when the Anus is Mishavei, Lamer Satsmei, then it's Mutalavei, when his own life is at stake. But here the life of the woman is not at stake. It's only the life of the addict. The one who was addicted to the tiger that is at stake. So he says, it doesn't make any difference. So, whose life is at stake? We see that we are Michal Shabbos for the Pikoach Nefesh of somebody else also. So the Mele, Monefsha, if Pikoach Nefesh is the Echad, so even the Pikoach Nefesh, not of the same person who is able to have the Echad, should be the Echad. But even the Pikoach Nefesh of another person should be the Echad have the Echad. So then he says, ואי ברמויה, לעצמי זהו, אם אתה, שהרי כל שם מתאמרים, יום עשו אותם אלו כאן ברומו, שמענו לו לאחרון, אני לא אספור את הדרכות, אמרינון, יום עשו יבר, אלו דבור, המכלל שזה יהיה גובו לשאר, וכי שזה יהיה נסו לדבור, שבאמין אלה שגיעו אביר עשה המודס, עשו לו לדעס עצמו. וכי גם מאוד אמרינו לצוח עם כל משרפי, חוץ מכל הרעי, וכי גם לו, אם יאו לו מבטינו, וכי עם כל משרפי, שמענו לו אין עשו, ואת לא אין משרפי מכל הרעי, ואף עוד אמרינו כאין עשו לנו עשה עצמו. וכי מאוד אמרינו פרק מהתיפורי, ובו שיריחו פסחתי ושפסח עזיה, מאחרים לנו את בעצמי שכודו משה נפתח נפש, וכי זו אין הרעי שבדומים, ואני עשה עצמי, דום ידעו בו, ואת לא אוכל והמדינו עושה. אוי רואים סיסמך לגלל זה, והגוי שולטי שישרדה, ביטר שסמישכו, וכל משרד פחות המזור ידוע הרי של אדומים, ומפור שהמזור הגיצה, כמו יעודו מנצחו יוחירה, ואין כולם ללכת לו המזור הפרימיס, ואתה משרדה, אושו, ללך לישרדס, בגלל הרי שגיצה, כמי הוא עשי בגלל הרי, וכל הנביא אבין ששם שואלים מלמיסו, שם נקרא בן חלום מפירו. So, hoy ni ko kommen is allo weh ich gehe und mit mich heim gehe. Ich will gehen ins Rappen von ins Rappen der Rabbine. Ich soll gleich mit dir ist Fritz und Ron. Ich habe ein Jungs und da ein Jungs Mama war das Satz von einer Hose. Da war da ein Satz und was da kein Wort. Gib ich habe hier bei mir ist mir gehe und ich gehe mit was da kommen. Oi kai und bei schon wo wir schauen. Ich sage da so der Mama nur mal kommen sie sind alle schon ins Rappen der Reis. Die Tonne Schabe sich kommen vor. Na war nur so gut kommen vor. Schabe sich kommen vor. Nu i sapis, la cosa nava me rosso, lo iutro me rolo a più i sapis, mi toni di pai Gesù, vicine di Terasiani, c'è lo iutro me rolo, di ma clau di masma, u shmamino, a qua noi satsmo lo iutro me rolo. So we see that the Isra of Arias is never hutta, never hutta. So the Tita Shaitim la Venis, אלו האחמור יש לא יפיקים שהשם יעשו, לפי כל חברי שמשרם להביא להם, עושה, אבל שור העבר, שנעשו מנדשתי, הוטו לנו עשה עצמו, דורקם שפיר שהשם, ועוד עמדים עם דבי אסתר, כלל עשה עצמו מוטה המשובב דו הרייסו, וכי להקשינו בגמור לבו אסתר פרס יעבו, ולהקשינו דו הרייס עבו, ושמי נתחיל דו הרייס עבו נעד המרוסה שתמצו, אם נעד אין שישיש, אבל לא חייבו בסיסוי לו למתחיל דו הרייס, יואב ניסי וחיות חיסדים, ולעשי נערב חיים, נערב רוסו. דקרו וחיות רבי, כיפו את נשמייתי, והלו את חיות ניסי, ושייך בו ניסי וכל השיניס וגם וחיות. אבו הנבולס מהלוכים, בידי דוקנויים, ופרק עם המידים, וזנות בפני שושי גוזו, ומשכח מכוחים ומסורת. וכל מייסי דרזו שויו, שעבדי קבי צחי ובדו, וייתן לה שלו לכו דרחסנס, חסנס דיינס, ודרחסנס עצמי שור עביר עשו, ודרחה יסו כפרישס, והטעם שבשיף חולנוח יסקבלו, והוא מי לבר לבריזור, ולנוח עבר לסיסחור על הקושה, ויופיע בנשישי, שניסי קראת החילץ, ופיר את המלבין, ויוק לחבר פי שאיש עולס עצמו מדרס, איש עושר, אפילו לנוע סוכניס, ואפילו בצינק, ונצורך לימה, לנועס, בישת בסיסוי, לאשור לו פיסרל, וכן הגיע לנועס ראשי, הושלו, לאלבו, שמיטיל לנועס עצמו לשור אביר ולפעת עשי, ונראו לי פניקה, ומאן בגודת, בגודת בעשר ושישי שעבר, כדאמינו, שאולי שבר את החיש של החשבים, ושכדאו לשכן את החיש של מורדכי, ודור שחשבן את מביסם ועובד את מוחו, סובו לקבל, ותאמי לקבלו, תאו תאמי שי חפי ושישי, אבל כל מקומש משמענו עושו, לסר איתנו, אלו משור הברס, יפרסי, ולגמור מדלקינו מבין שסקואל, ומסענו לו, ולסבירו לו, אדם את מרבי המיברה ולעושו, ולגמי שמיים עקבים בבועמוי עושו, ולגמוס לנוח רעים שומיסה ולגורס, אבל כפי שיש שישיש, ואבל כפי שאוכל מיסה, משפיע שסראי יוקסי, כי הוא כך רגע לשור הברס, ומפרסי, וכמקומש בגמור. אין בין אימן שנכח להצפתי, אין אימן שסיש שיטה. But the Ramban Shittin is as follows. The Ramban Shittin means that the Kwach Nefesh is not the Avelis of Avelizori or Arayish Fadon. Not only the Kwach Nefesh is not the Avelis of Arayish that is Bikun Basay, but even the Avelis of the Sheva Omaise, the Kwach Nefesh is not the Avelis. But according to Abaye, so the Kwach Nefesh is not there, the least, so, according to Abaye too, because Nefesh is not there, the Nisa of Arayas, and is not even there, the Nisa of Arayas, Bishab al-Naisa, but according to Abaye, which is a Kadeon, so then she doesn't have to give up her life, not because of the Kwach Nefesh, because Nefesh is not there, the Nisa of Arayas, is not there, even the Nisa of Arayas of the Nisha of Bishab al-Naisa, but according to Abaye, since the Isha could be forced anyway into way, so the name of Sheikh is not the Nizgobo, and the Nizgobo implies that she is not a Chedas, so that is the Yechad in Israel of Arayis. Not the Din of the Kwach Nefesh, but the Din of Eides is the Yechad in Israel of Arayis, according to Abai. Why? Because since he can rape her anyway, so the name of even if he gives her the choice, she has a din of an anus of buro, and in Mele, she's not a chetas. So she doesn't have to give up her life. But as far as the halacha of the chayven is concerned, even Abaye is made it, that the kwach nefesh cannot be deicha the nisar of Arayas, regardless whether the nisar of Arayas is done b'kun vasein by the man, or is done b'sheva otayse by the woman. But the machleket between Abaye and Rove is in regard to the question of Kateilom, and according to the Ramban, the Svor of Kateilom is the Svor in Omizgomo, not the Svor in the Kateilom. And only Abaye applies the Svor of Kateilom in view of the fact that the Anos can make her anyway, and not give her a choice, so even if he gives her a choice, she is considered Anos of War. Abaye says that Svor, but Rabbi is Chere, and Rabbi holds that even though he can force her, but if he gives her the choice, so then she doesn't have a din of anus and more. She has a din of anus, but not an anus and more. So maybe she will be in the terrace with Bayo. But a chitash she is, and if she is a chitash, so the melee, she has to give up her life if she is given the choice. Even though the anus is in a position to rape her anyway, because we pass like Rabbi. Now, other shames, it takes a chicken is, that takes a shikin is that Abaye the Gemara Skashe Boesta Parais Yahave, so the Makshin didn't know of Kateilom, so because the Makshin didn't know that Kateilom is his Svor and Kim Shashem, but insofar as the Aloch of Yorim or Yadir and the Arayis is concerned, so even the Makshin knew that Kwach Nefesh is capable of being there, the Yisar of Arayis in the Nisho, that in Yishev Al-Taisa. But as the Paretzi added, so there it was on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, she should have been realized to the Nefesh. So then Abaye says that Kateilom is a defense, is a material, even in regard to the Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. And then Moshe says, there is no Nechayot Kitsh Hashem if it's Nishamra Vesatim. That's the Shite of the Chachmi Tzolkas that the Rambam mentioned. Now, we went over the whole Rambam and the Balaboyer in the Sugi of Yom Ha'Yavo. Now, there is one, I ask you to go over the Sugi of Rizot. There we see another Shite in Yom Ha'Yavo. Now, here the Gemara, the Gemara of Rizot at Achmandal, you should have the Gemara of Rizot with you. The Gemara here, that from Dawah, so the Gemara said it, that from Dawah to Dawah, is so never, kol she'ed b'leisi 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 b'leisi. Now there is a loche of never is also misbeh. Now, a Balchai does not become affected with this Amorim Pabrizot. In other words, let's say, the Indians, so they are in the Behemoth. They bow to the Behemoth. So, that does not mean that if a Jew lives in India and he knows that certain behemoths are used as the Abizor of the Indians, so Mele is not allowed to take the behemoth and check that and partake of them. He is allowed. Why? Because the Aloche of the Soviet Emo of the Zechel is not allowed to be named from Abizor, something that was used as an Abizor, does not apply to Balchai. A Balchai is not also Balchai. A Balchai is not also Balchai. But a Balchai that is never up is also in his death. In other words, you cannot be marked with a behemoth that was never as an Abrizot. So, the price says, Izeu never, kol she'idin is in the shaving and mezi bin bin bot. In other words, as long as a Balchai was never, we Abrizot, it doesn't make any difference whether the behemoth, the rotsin, the shaving, the mezi, a Balchai is also in his death. So, you know, as the cash, how do you say it? How in this order? Now, before the Gemara mentioned the Kaisa, never chalei osar v'shal chaveir elu. In other words, when we say that the behemoth that is never allowed to resort is also in his beyah, only if, let's say, somebody was injured to his own behemoth, bowed down to his own behemoth. But suppose someone bowed down v'shim al resort to his friend's behemoth, so then he doesn't become also in his beyah. Why? Because in the name, say, adobo, shim shalei. So the Gemara is the cash. The Remino is there never touching this machine in the Rotsi. How you will say the Gemara? Love to be known as the Mishadei with the Ishtach the law. The Ishtach the law. So that kind of illness. So is Oser. That kind of illness is Oser. That kind of illness. So is Oser with his Beah, because the price is said, is there never? What does it mean, Beinus? In other words, if Ruben bowed down to Shimon's Beinus, so that's Beinus, because it's not Shimon's fault that Ruben bowed down to his Beinus. So it's also as never. So it's a kasher in the price that says, is there never, shall we also have a shokhavir in the Omar, when the Taisa says that Menas Beinus is Oseh and is Beah, he has reference to a case where the Kechovim forced him to be Mishtachter to his own name.
Shir Chafuk Sivoscha, Zion Sivan Hitoshim and Bays, November 4th, 1981, on Wednesday.
And he said that while the Barmoya is usually understood the same, that Ishiki means that Amos is Machia of the Usea of Arayos, But he's mechuyev to the Mesanefesh himself, for a ayah, on account of the needs of Kiddush Hashem. So it seems the mechayev is only Kiddush Hashem.